going on. Thank you. B'noyeg Shabo'ilom, the Minig Ilom, in past generations, was not to talk about Inyoni Kedusha Barabim. In yeshivas in the past, pre-war yeshivas, this was a subject that was talked about perhaps one-on-one, or each bacha fought it on his own. There was never a public tznius yofeloi. This is a sensitive subject, but the tznius is more not berabin. As the Chofetz Chaim said, Chofetz Chaim, before Second World War, he said that there's going to become a war where blood will flow like water in Europe. But after that, there's going to be a milchoma, which is called milchemes goig u'mogoig, before Mashiach will come, where more Yiddish blood will flow than the Second World War. And rebellion was masbir. What does the Chofetz Chaim mean? He meant it wasn't in Gashmius, so you can all relax. It was in Ruchnius. There'll be a Ruchniusdik war where there'll be more blood flowing than there was in the previous war. We don't have to be blind to see that in the last 10, 15 years, hundreds if not thousands of Bochrim, younger light, people who are married already, have gone astray because of the technology and the koyach hatuma that came down on the world. It has a tremendous, it's hit us from all sides. And at one point, pre-war yeshivas, you could run away from the street and hide in the tevas doyach called the yeshiva, called the beis hamedrash. Today, we brought, with our technology, we can be walking, sitting and learning by a Gemara within our pockets, with one press of our iPhones. We're miles away, we bring the whole Tumas Mitzrayim right into the Beis HaMedrash. There's nowhere to escape from it. And the Churban, the destruction that's caused, has forced us to come out more publicly to talk about these inyonim. When a war rages, we're at war today with the Koyach HaSotan, Koyach HaYetzahara. We're at war. And before the end of the game, when two sides are playing, after 90 minutes, nobody's got Koyach left to carry on playing. But the last 5 minutes, the players will put their last koyachas in, forcing themselves to their nth strength in order to win in the next 5 minutes, become the winner. And so it is before Mashiach's time. It's brought down in Zoya and all the Svarim that the Nisoyim, the test of the generation before Mashiach will come, will be in Inyone Kedusha. And as much as at the end of the game, the Satan is trying to chaperayim more and more neshamas to keep them back in the Mitzrayim, or the Mitzrayim that we live in, the Memtesh Shari Tuma. So as well the Koyach HaKedusha, the other side of the game also has a tremendous Koyach. And those, as the Noam HaMelech used to say, before Mashiach is going to come, everybody will be hanging on a string. And there'll come a ruach sheinim mitzui, there'll come a wind a tsunami that will blow. Those who are holding on tight to that string will be there to greet Moshiach. And those who fall won't be there to greet Moshiach. V'sechazeno einenu b'shuv cholot tziyon barachamim. We ask the Ribbono Shloim 3 times a day. That we ask the Ribbono Shloim, let us, our eyes be zeicha to see the Moshiach. That tefillah of asking the Ribbono Shloim to see when Moshiach comes, you cannot see Moshiach, which is kulei kedusha. Moshiach who's going to represent gilui hashchina, the elevation of Ribbono Shloim coming down, binyan beis hamikdash. Those eyes that have seen everything else are not going to be zeicha to see b'shuv cholot tziyon. B'shas when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, 4/5 died in Makas Choshech. They didn't believe in the Ribbono Shloim. They just saw the Eser Makas. They suddenly saw that there's a Ribbono Shloim. He saw Einad Mulvadri. Why won't they Zeicha to come out by Mashiach, by Mitzias Mitzrayim? 1/5. You're talking about 2.5 million that dropped dead in fact in 3 days. According to some of the 6 million, 7 million. That means there's 1/5 that went out. There was in that 1/5, there probably wasn't one guy that wasn't an oval for his brother or sister or grandmother, or father or mother, something. And 1/5 went out of Mitzrayim. What happened to the other 4/5? And Chazal tell us, Ki meitzeischo me'etz Mitzrayim aranun nefloyes, when Mashiach will come, the Ribbono Shloim is going to show us the same moisim that he showed us in Mitzrayim. Ki meitzeischo, the way, the days, just like you went out from Mitzrayim, aranun nefloyes, I'll show you wonders. There'll be a repetition of history. Not everybody's going to be zeichel. There'll be 4/5 that won't make it. Because v'sechazeno einenu b'shuv cholot tziyon barachamim. There's got to be special eyes that can see. Gilui hashchina will see the Mashiach. We'll see Eliyahu Novi. Not everybody will be zeichel to see it. Because the eyes who want to see Mashiach have to be eyes that with Kiddush and Tahara. And therefore it's a must for those who are still hanging on to the string. For those who are trying to be still in Tevas Noach, in Noach's Teva of a Beis HaMedrash, to come to understand what it is that we're fighting. When we go to war and we see we're losing, the generals come together and sit down and they revise different strategies how to go to war. How to go back and win the battle. Perhaps we need different ammunition. Perhaps we have to come in from a different side. We tonight are here to discuss and revise our battle in Inyoni Kedusha, which is not a battle that if I win I get some brownie points. It's not a battle about, you know, I'll get something extra. Kedusha is the spinal cord and the essence of the relationship between Ribbono Shloim and Klal Yisrael. Kedusha is the essence and spinal cord of who Klal Yisrael is. The Al-Sheikh HaKodesh says a tremendous moshul. There was this pauper who used to sit outside the king's palace. And he used to play the violin. And the king used to wake up in the morning depressed. And he used to hear the music, he used to put him in a good mood. And one day they came along to the king and they told him, the pauper sitting outside, he stole something. No, in those days, if he stole, you get your hand cut off. We have to cut off his hand. The king says, no, 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 no. the music that he plays is so beautiful. Al kol pshan techasa ahava. On all his avedos, the love for his music covers over. No, a month later, they come into the king, they say, you know what, the Pope outside was in a bar and he knocked somebody over the head with a beer bottle and he dropped dead. Sounds familiar? And you have to kill him. The king says, no. The music, Al kol pshan techasa ahava, the music is too beautiful. Leave him. A week later, they come in and say he had a fight and he lost a finger. Lost one finger. He can't play the violin anymore. He can't play the music. Kill him for everything. Kedusha is the music for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kedusha is when we're on the same page with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol Zman that we're going down this path, that Yisroel Kedoshim Hem, says Ribbono Shel Olam, you miss a Shachris, a Lashon Hara, you make a left turn, a right turn, but you're going down the right highway. You know what? I'll call Pishoyim Techasa Ahava, I'm willing to look it over. But the minute you stop playing my tune, the minute that Klal Yisroel loses the essence of who they are, of Kedoshim, you're wiped off the map. There is no other mitzvah in the Torah that is written the amount of times of Kedoshim Tiyu, like in the mitzvah of Kedoshim. Over 50 times, says the Torah, Kedoshim Tiyu. Ki Kodesh ani Hashem Elokeich. When Klal Yisroel were there to be Mekabel Torah, Klal Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam and asked him, what message should I give to Klal Yisroel for them to be worthy to be Mekabel Torah? So the Ribbono Shel Olam sent down a message. Ve'atem tiyu mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. You've got to be a princely nation and a holy nation. Says Rashi, lo pochus v'lo yeser. No more, no less. That's the message. Atem tiyu mamleches koyanim means a princely nation. We eat differently than a goy. We drink differently. We speak differently. We dress differently. That's a mamleches koinem. The goy kodesh and a holy nation. The anshei kodesh tiyu li, says the pasuk, you should be holy people for me. Says the mechil tatan Rabbi Shmuel, kisha atem kodeshim, when you're holy, atem shali, you're mine. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Yisroel Kedoshim Hem, that's their Metzias. Ki Kodesh Ani. In fact, the Torah tells us, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, your children to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no other stronger connection in human relationship than child, father to son. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. You want to know why? Ki Am Kodesh LaShem Elokeichem. Because you're a holy nation. That's your connection with me. And once we lose that and we stop playing that tune, then it's out the window. Tonight, I'm not here as much as to discuss the Choyma Ha'isa. But here I want to give an insight into the big picture of what Kedusha is and how much of an integral part of every mundane detail of us during the day is controlled by Kedusha. In the Chayma Issa, you can open up a Shulchan Aruch yourself and you'll see there's no other avera greater. Yosef mechomo mekol avera shebateira. It's more chomo than any other avera in the Torah. And the whole person's hatzlocha in life is totally depends on his shmiras habris. Chazal tell us hakol toli b'mazel. Everything's toli in mazel. Mazel is the Rosh Tevis of Meitzi Zera Levatolo. A person's mazel changes when he's not makvid in Inyanei Kedusha. I'll read out a Yisoid Yosef that brings down Vonaroyim when we see Bnei Adam Sheba Meshach Shnoseim during the course of their life. Soivli Mo'ed Mikol Mini Chalom Machlas Bonov. They suffer from illnesses themselves, the children. Oy Chaisa Sipuk V'Simcha. Or they're missing enjoyment, simcha, happiness in life. They don't feel that they're getting anywhere in life. 60% of Americans today are taking antidepressants. It's not even embarrassing today that you're going to see a psychologist. It's part of the norm. I don't feel it. I can't get up in the morning. Chaisa sipuk, you're missing a certain enjoyment of life. Oy chaisa panmosa v'ashpo, you're missing the hashpo from coming down from Shemayim. Panmosa. All this, v'gam binyonin ruchniim, even in ruchniim the kinyonim. You don't feel connected. You don't enjoy being, you don't enjoy a piece of a Gemara. You come to davening, it doesn't talk to you. It's dead. I do it like a good Christian. The Yeda, you should know, Sheminagoma Ikin Biyesa, one of the main causes of all this is the Chet Hanoiro, is this terrible Avera by Tzol Zer El Batol. Sha'odam, why? Because a person, Boire Mashchisim, he creates. Mashchisim, malachim that are there to destroy you, but poil mamash, and it causes more hashchosa, more malachi chabola, malachim that are created, neshamas that haven't found their place, more than any other avera, it causes damage to the person himself. That's why it's the biggest mazik in your personal life. The whole mazoloi, his whole mazel nepacholovrod changes l'ro. The cause of agro, the goin, that it is shmiras habris zeichel hashpois tovus b'olam hazeh. Through shmiras habris, your zeichel hashpois tovus in olam hazeh, that it is esek atayra zeichel olam haba. In the mitzvah of Kadeshim Tiyu, Chazal tell us, Kadeshim Tiyu ki Kadosh ani Hashem lekeichem, Rashi says, when was this parasha said? This parasha was said by Hakel. Hakel is once in 7 years, where everybody in Klal Yisrael comes together to hear the king say over Mishnah Torah. And Kadeshim Tiyu is a parasha that said to every Klal Yisrael. Why? What's so choshev about it? There's a lot of other mitzvahs like Shabbos, etc., etc. That says Rashi, Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. Most of the Torah mitzvahs are totally depend on the mitzvah of Kadeshim Tiyu. Says the Ramban. And here the Ramban gives us a whole different insight to Kedusha. Until now, this is especially in American society, we live in a society that calls a man, I'm a Shomer Bris, I'm good to go. Yet, when it comes to Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Oznayim, where I look, what I look at, what I listen to, what I read, the way I speak, even how I eat. When I walk into a restaurant and I pay 100 shekel for as much food as I can stuff down. Says the Ramban, that's the biggest tumah, that's the biggest steer to Kedoshim to you. When I get drunk, and when I drink, and I end up talking like a sailor, that is the steerer totally to Kedoshim to you. I always say, if after 40 days, you're still climbing the walls, means you missed the point. Because it's not just only. Avada, 100%, don't get me wrong. Shmiras HaBris is the most important point in a bochel's hatzlocha, beruchnis ubegashmis. And calls a man, a bochel, is not nizah, b'shmiras HaBris, hatzlocha in learning, he won't feel to his full extent. He won't have the same gishmak in learning, he won't have the same gishmak in davening. He won't feel connected. When a bochel's down, the first thing, he's probably not being nizah b'shmiras HaBris. His whole atzloch in future life is tali in shmiras HaBris. The mashal I used to give of a parent buys a beautiful Lexus. New car, 2 o'clock in the morning, the son wakes up and says, you know what, let's try it out. Okay. Gets into the car, takes it for 2 hours, spinning around 360s, 180s. Don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but those who know how to drive know what I'm talking about. And getting around the corners on the two wheels, and the handbrake. And he really goes on for... He knackers it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then nobody knows about it. Then his parents tell him, you know what, we're going cross country. We're going to Florida, but we want to drive. Take it slowly. Okay, they go cross country, and halfway down, the car breaks down. It was misused. It was a new car. It was misused. It was used at the wrong time for the wrong thing. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I give you a matona. That matona starts when you say Hurry up Mekudeshesli. That matona will take you through life, and even when you have ups and downs, it will take you through life to keep happy. I'll call to show him to Chasa Avo Adyema Misa. But if it's misused beforehand, it's going to break down. 75% of Jewish marriages today are survival. 25% might be happy. If you ask me, be yisoidai, it's kedusha. And kedusha doesn't mean only in shmirah. Kedusha is a lifestyle. It's a mindset. That in every action what I do, there's kedusha. It's a whole change of from where I'm coming from. Says the Ramban. The Ramban tells us, kedushim to you, Kikadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a mitzvah, not in what's osur, in what's mutter. Kadesh Atzmucho B'mutterloch. What's mutter for you? Whether it's eating, whether it's drinking, ribu achila, overeating. I don't know if this chumusa goes overeating in America. I've got no more room, but there's no overeating. This all goes into Kedusha. Because we were given. The Ribbono Shel Olam says we're not Christians. We get married. We eat. We drink. We sleep. But there's a way of giving it. I gave it all these things for? To give you koyach la'avodas Hashem. When it's misused, and it becomes a whole culture of eat and drink, tomorrow we die. That's the essence of stopping to play the tune of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ramban goes further. If you take a look on the first page. The reason why the Torah says, not just as a mitzvah of kedoshim iyu, but there's another mitzvah. You want to know why? Ki kodesh ani Hashem lekechem, because I am kodesh, therefore you have to be kodesh. Loima, shanachnu nizke ledov kaboy, we will be zeicha to be cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we will be zeicha to enjoy having that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'yoseinu kadoshim, because we will be kadosh. When we become kadosh, we'll be able to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'nei ze ki'inyan hadibur harishon baseres hadibros. This is exactly, basically, the same mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Go over to anybody and say the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got when the Ribbono Shel Olam came down with his whole Pamal Yeshua Maila. And there were two dibros that he spoke that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo'yeh lecha elokim acherim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha means Kedusha. That means Kedusha is the yardstick to measure how much Anochi Hashem Elokecha, how much is the Ribbono Shel Olam your God? And the answer is yes. Because as much Kedusha as you have, as much as the Anochi, you, the Anochi, is willing to undertake Hashem Elokecha that He is your God, that's how much Kedusha you are. By Ben Tzora Umeira. What did he do? He was 13 years old, so he stole a steak from the freezer. And he took two bottles of beer and went out and drank. He's chayev skila. Skila being the most chomer of all four misas based in. This is what a child gets. Don't we believe in unconditional love? And the Torah says, no, kill him now. Yomus zakev al yomus chayev. Why? What did he do? Seder. Worst is he's a child at risk. And probably he's not so much at risk. He's probably parents at risk. But the Torah says kill him. Says that Ibn Ezra, take a look at the second line there. The seder. Marbel lishtois. He's an alcoholic. He's marbelishtos. He drinks a lot. He's drunk. Vinezer, says the Ibn Ezra, kumoy apikairus. He's like an apikairus. Why is he an apikairus? He's an apikairus because he drinks. It's a shtick of la fresa. Kiloivakesh chaya oilom azeh. Because he only wants this world, kimlis aneg, to enjoy b'chomine maichlo mishta. With all types of Michael and Mish, that's what his enjoyment is. That's what he wants. Says Ibn Ezra, he's called an Apikairus. There's no future for him. Kill him now. Show how stringent it is, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. That al Michael and Mishta. We're not talking about gross Haveras over here. But he's an Apikairus. Why? Because his enjoyment is an Olam Hazeh. That is where he seeks enjoyment. He has absolutely no want for ruchnias, for spirituality. He only wants to enjoy himself. That's your mindset. That mindset is apikorsis. That is against everything for Nechi Hashem Alekecho. Because the yardstick to know who, how much your Elokecha, how much is your God, is by Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Yonah says even further. Take a look at the next thing. Vada. Ki nefesh ha-rosha. The soul of a rosha. What is a rosha? Asher kol tavoso l'cheftze aguf b'chayov. His whole want, his whole taiva, and I'll explain later that we're all born with taiva. Taiva doesn't mean in a negative sense. It's a want. The neshama wants something. The neshama wants to be tzomol nafshi. My whole soul is thirsty to have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a want, there's a taiva. We misuse the taiva. Asher kol tavosa, his whole want is l'cheftze haguf v'chayov. Is only for self-enjoyment. V'nifredes tavosa. He separates his want me'avoides haboiro from serving the Ribbono Shel Olam v'nifdeles mishorosheho. From the sheirish, from the root of who he is, he's totally disconnected. He only sees enjoyment. I need my car, I need my holiday house, I need my house here, I need my house there. I need two cars, I need my Lexus. I have to go to this fancy restaurant. It's all about being memale tavosa. Kol cheftzil chaya guf, says Rebellion Levelio. Who we're talking about here? Who's this Nefesh Horosha? Sounds like a terrible person. He says, no. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about somebody who davens, eats, b'chabad Shabbos, gives his stocker, learns his daf hayomi. But what's considered a Rosha contra Rabbeinu Yonah? Asher kol davosa, his whole outlook, his whole mindset is to enjoy life. L'cheftze aguf. V'nifred is tavosan, he has no big taiva. He was born Nebuch a Jew, so he has to go to davening. Nebuch, he has two or three kids, and it doesn't look good if he doesn't go to davening. He'll learn his daf hayomi because it's, you've got to do that. It's part of the curriculum of being Jewish. Oh, but where's his taiva? Where's his want? Where's his mindset? L'cheftze aguf. For the wants of the body. That's called Nefesh HaRosha. That is pshat in the Ibn Ezra, Apikoros Yechoshev. And that is pshat in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that the Ramban says, you want to know, Kadosh Yitzhak, Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. What does that mean? That means Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Go over to somebody and say, do you believe in God? What are you, crazy? What was the first command? What does Anochi Hashem Elokecha mean? It means that you're controlled 24/7 by knowing what the Rotson of the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And when Kadosh to you means Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to eat in a certain way, sleep in a certain way. The Chovas Avavos says a Meir Dikavot. Kashaloyis Chabru, the same way. Eishumayim, water and fire, won't join together in one cup. Listen to his Loshen. Kachloitis Chabe Belev Hamaimin. So also in the lave of somebody who believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the Maimin, it will not join Avas Olam Hazeh to Avas Olam Haba. The love for Olam Hazeh and the love for Olam Haba. You want to know who you are? You want to know where you're going? The yardstick is Kadosh to you. How much are you willing to be under the umbrella of Kadosh to you? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's how much you want to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. to take this one step further for you to understand what I mean by the yardstick. In the mitzvahs of Milah, Chazal gave us the mitzvah of Milah dafka in the Eiva HaTaiva. We have plenty other places where we could have made a covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam and left a stempel that we belong to Am Hashem, we're the chosen nation. Dafka b'mokim ha'taiva, dafka in the mocking of where we reproduce and we look for future generations, dafka over there, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's where I'm going to make the bris. Why? Says the Maral. Take a look at the Loshen Gur Arya. The fourth piece down. Bishvil Amilo, Hoyo Avodim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became Avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shayim Aforshim Tam Amilo. You want to know what the reason of Mila is? Bibnei Shuhu Ois Ba'odom. It's a sign on a person. Shuroshim. There's a stempel, signature, that you belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That you're an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shekol eved, every eved, tzarich she'yeh lo choisim avdus, has to have the stempel of him being an eved. When they sold the shroud in the 1800s, every boss, every white cotton master had a stempel that they stuck onto the shroud. You're mine. There's no running away. And when we try and run away, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll send you somebody else. I'll send you the Amalek that will put a number on your arm. When you don't want to know Hashem Elokecha, it'll be somebody else that will put a number on your arm that will tell you that you're avodin to them. It's not that many years ago. There are still some people around with those numbers. But it's to tell us when you don't want the number of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha on you, when we walk around Ka'apikoris Yechoshev, somebody else will put the number there. Says the Loshna Ramban, the Tam Amila, says the Ramban, Shisham Zikaron, over there Dafka, it's a remembrance. Be'eva ha'taiva, in the eva that has so much taiva, v'rav ha'mahuma, and so much confusion v'achet. Our whole confusion in life, the core of confusion, is in this eva. But the core of being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam is dafke in the bris milah. V'achet leval yishtam shuboy rak b'mitzvah u'b'mutah. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a stempel dafka, where the most confusion comes from. Dafka over there, a sign, a stamp. Dafka over there, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where I'm going to show you. That's where you've got to be an eved. I'm going to go one step further. Till now we understood that the yardstick for Kedusha, the yardstick of who I am, how much I'm willing to give under to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Torah in Kedushim to you. How much Onechi, how much of me is Hashem Elokecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is your God, that's how much depends on how much I'm willing to give towards the Ribbono Shel Olam from my own taiva. But it goes even further. When the Ribbono Shel Olam created man, it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam. The Ribbono Shel Olam created man. It says Rashi, why is it written with two yuds? Two yuds? Says Rashi, because there was two creations over here. One of Tchias HaMesim and one of Olam Hazeh. The Medrash says, there was an Olam Haba, there was Olam Hazeh, there was a Yetzer HaTov, there was a Yetzer HaRa. There was a Gehenna, there was Olam Haba. Different Medrashim. They're all saying the same thing. They're all parallel to each other. There were two creations here. One is the Yetzer HaRa, Gehenna. One is Tchias HaMesim. One is Olam Haba. One is Yetzer HaTov. The Ribbono Shel Olam created two Yetziras in a person. Two creations, depending who you are. If you're a person that thinks of the future, that thinks for Olam Haba, thinks for Tchias HaMesim, lives for the future. I'll give you a mashal, an animal. In its teva of an animal, try and start up with a cat that just had two new kittens. He'll jump on you like a lion. Because the mitzvah, the teva briya, is that a person's willing to give up himself to save his children. Why? Because in the teva of the Bria, the natural instinct of a person is he thinks about his continuation, his future. My kaddishal, my children, an enikel, a grandchild, it's all part of a person who doesn't have children, choshev kameis. There's no continuity. What kind of person are you? Are you an Esav that says, Himni oilech lomus? Esav, when Yaakov Avinu says, give me the Bechaira. So Esav says, why not? I'm going to die tomorrow. Oilech lomus, lomeli Bechaira, what do I need it for? Says the Gemara, Rashi brings it down, Koifa b'tchias ha-meisim. He was a Koifa in tchias ha-meisim. He was Paka Koifa in tchias ha-meisim. No, his actions spoke that he doesn't believe in future. Give me now the soup. Tomorrow I'm dying. Live. Let's eat and sleep. Because tomorrow we're not going to be here. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, go out and fight Amalek. Say Hilochim ba'Amalek. Says the Pasuk, say Hilochim ba'Amalek. Go out and fight Amalek. Mocha. Tomorrow. Says the Mefarshim, you want to know how to fight Amalek? It's about Mocha. It's about tomorrow. Amalek lives for the moment. Instant gratification. Instant gratification means I live for the moment. I live for Olam Hazeh. I don't look for the future. I don't make cheshbonos of Olam Haba. Yetzer HaTov means I look at the future. There's an Olam Haba. There's a Tchias HaMesim. There's a Moshiach. There's something to look forward to. Where does one see the essence of who you are? Kufa in the bris that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Dafka, in this Eva, it'll show who you are. Are you for instant gratification? Are you living for the minute? Do you worry about future generations? Are you a person that worries about Olam Haba? Or do you live for the moment? From a Lashon Hara, from missing his mind Krishna, the Rises. But that doesn't show who your essence are. Who you really are, and who you are, who you show, what the essence of a person is Gufa. With this Ava, it'll show you whether you think for the future or you think for now. Do we live in a world of instant gratification that the press of a button we're in front of us and we don't make the cheshbonos of later? Or do we understand that we're only here as a visitor? We're not here for always. There's going to become a time where we're going to get din v'cheshbon. There's an Olam Haba, there's a Tchias HaMesim. Building the future or living for now? Says the Rebbeinu Shlom, Dafka over there, I will make a bris with you. I'll make a covenant. And I'll make an oath that you're an eved to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Because that's who you are, is from there. Yes, it's an eved that causes the most chet and the most confusion in a person's life. Because that's what controls how your mind thinks, and how you eat and how you sleep, everything around it. 99% of our actions are controlled by the confusion of it. Yet, but that teaches you up. That's who you are. Are you a Esav? Are you a Molik? Are you Mocha? Or do you live for the next day? When Rabbi Shlom decided to destroy the world by the Mabul, so Rabbi Shlom told them, Ki Hishchis Kol Bosa Es Darkei Al Haaretz. Rabbi Shlom decided to destroy the world. Why? Ki Hishchis. Because everybody had been mashchis, have destroyed his darkoi, his way, al haaretz, on the ground. Chazal tell us, hishchis is the avera of hashchosa zera. But what does darkoi mean? What does darkoi mean? This is what Chazal means. The Torah says darkoi means that the metzias of a person is the way of the world is, the Rabbeinu Shlom created us with an instinct to think about our future generation. It's a derech ha'olam. We worry about children. We want children. We think about future. That is the derech ha'olam. That's the normal. When Akshvohu saw ki hishchis kol boso, that the derech of the Mabul, of the Dora Mabul, was instant gratification. Don't even look for the future. That even the behemoths, the Torah tells us, had relationship with a different kind. That means they weren't interested in building for the future. That means the essence of the tachlis, of what the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted in this world, has gone out the window. It's not stamina avera, people were doing averas. The essence of why I created the world has gone out the window, then I have to bring a mabul. And not only do I have to bring a mabul to destroy everything, I have to uproot 3 tvachim, says Rashi. To make sure nothing of that mentality, of that mindset stays here. We're going to rebuild the world with normal people. Af behemoth, the Gemara says. Even behemoth v'chayas were chayiv misa because they were living. Not with their own kind. That means the behemoths were so affected to a point where they didn't even worry about future generations. Instant gratification. Whatever the price is. Mabul. Now we understand why Chazal tell us, Kala mashchi zara, kala mitzi zara lebatola, ki ilu mevi mabul oil. With this, perhaps, I want to go through you on the second page. The Mori Dika Maisel of Tanad Belio. Tanad Belio is a sefer that Eliyahu HaNavi wrote. And he says over a story. Pamachas. Ayisi Mahalach Batei Chagoyle Shebebovel. I was walking through Golos Bovel. And I came in to a town that was only Jewish. No going. There was no going. And I found there a teacher who was teaching children. Melamed Tineikis means full 20. The Yoshua Lefon of Masayim Naorim, there was 200 yeshiva bachim sitting there. Sherubom, most of them were b'nei shmoyne esrei shana b'nei esrim. They're mostly 18 to 20. Ulashona acheres. And the next year, I came by this place and I saw 200 bachrim sitting and learning. A smother, unbelievable. I came back next year. Umatzosi is a talmidim, and I found the talmidim ve'in rabom b'neihem. There was no rebbe over there. Ela ben echad b'vad. One child was walking around. Ben Uben Benoy. He was a great grandson. Why? What happened to them? Shebishvil maseim amukul kolim shel oisim na'arim. Because of their bad deeds of those yeshiva bachrim, meis rabban, the Rebbe died, the meis ishtoi and his wife died, the meis benoi and his child died, the meis ben benoi and his grandchild died. Umeisu kol ha'na'arim. The whole yeshiva was wiped out. Sherubon b'nei eish, shmoy naisu b'nei eshin. They were all Muslim between 18 and 20. V'loi nishtaru rakaktanim. And what was left over was a few little children running around. No parents, no yeshiva bochum, nothing. V'yithi boichim misanech aleim. And I was walking around, I was crying. This is Eliyahu Novi saying the story. At shebo alai malach min ha-shamayim, until a malach from Shemayim came down and told me, v'pnei ma'ata boichim misanech, what are you wailing and crying about? I shouldn't cry. We're talking about people who knew how to learn. They were already steiging and learning. They're just like with one wolf. They were gone. As if it never existed. Like a whole town wiped out. And the Malach said to me, it's not good what you're doing. What are you crying about? Why not? The Malach said to me, Shehein, the yeshiva bochim, are you oisim dvorim mecho'orim? They were doing disgusting things. V'dvorim shein ruim, things that were not fitting for a ben Torah to behave like. Umukol kolim ba'atzmon, they became, their essence became bad. V'yumatzim shechva zera b'chinam, they were moitzim zera b'chinam. They didn't know themselves. Misa caught up to them. Here, Eliyahu Novi says, the Malach tells him, the Vorim Ucha'orim. Yeah, they were watching the iPhones, they were watching TV series. The Vorim Shein Ruim, things that are not fitting. Listening to love songs. They got to the point of the worst Aveira and they didn't realize Miso Masagos. Why didn't you say Chayiv Miso? A lot of the Chayiv Miso Videi Shemayim. Miso Masagos means death caught up to them because they were going against what the Bria was. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world that I created a world that we're here. Nochanama, we've got Nisyonos, we have tests. But when you're totally involved in living for instant gratification, with one press of the button, we're there. Then Apikoros Yechoshev, Misa Masagosom. And I always say, Misa doesn't always mean you drop dead. When the Torah tells us, that Rosh Lemisa, Tzadikim L'chaim on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't always mean you're going to drop dead. It can mean the quality of life. Quality of life means when I live a full life with sipuk, satisfaction, I feel content with myself. I enjoy the day. I feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called living. How many of us live a deathful life? We're half depressed, we're this, we're that, we can't be bothered to get out of bed, we don't enjoy learning, I'm not happy, I am happy, why does he have more than me? Why am I such a loser? Why does he have money? I don't. It looks like life is going better for him, not for me. We live in a world where we are misa, where we don't have the quality of life. That's also misa. And that's also Paschal and Rosh Hashanah. Not always does Misa mean you're going to just drop dead. Misa can mean you look back. How many days of the year since Rosh Hashanah did I live? Did I feel content? When I live with the Ribbono Shel Olam of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when I live with Kedoshim to you, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, then I'll give you a life of contentment. Then you'll feel fulfilled. You'll feel besimcha. You'll have sipuk. Here I want to talk about one nekuda, which perhaps some of us are scared to talk out, but we think that way. There's a lot of us that would love and dream of setting ourselves up just to sit and learn, to be dovok with Rabbi Shlom. Halavai we could be able to be a Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Halavai. Deep down, all of us, deep down, underneath all the schmutz, underneath all of it, there's a little voice that says, if only. But you know what? I'm not ready to give up the finer enjoyments of life. I'm not ready, because if it means coming a Ben Torah means that I've got to be a nerd, that I'm a loser because I haven't got 2 cents to rub together. I look like a schloch. This is Be'etzim what goes through my mind. Not everybody's going to say it as blunt as I'm saying it, but that's what we're thinking. Because I'm not ready to give up the better. I'll fare from Jew, Chas v'Shalom. I'll make a Seder every day. I'll get up for Shachris. I'll be giving stock, Rabbi, I promise you, I'll be there to support your yeshiva. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't need Gaboyim stockers. It's okay, don't worry. He doesn't need you as a shliach to support yeshivas. But to give up the finer gishmak of Olam Hazeh, what, I should come a Ben Torah, I'm not going to have my dream car? I won't be able to take my wife out every Motzei Shabbos to some fancy restaurant. I'm not going to be able to do that. That I'm not ready to do. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, let me explain you one thing. The want to enjoy is a ruchnis dika want. The want to enjoy comes from Olam HaTanugim, the world of enjoyment. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to know where your neshama comes from? You want to know why you really want to enjoy life? Because that's your essence. Tzadikim yoshim v'atrosein b'rosheim v'nenim miziv hashchino. The ultimate in what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from all of us is that you should be zeichet Olam Habo. And that you should sit that Rosem Baroshem with crowns on your head, v'nanim miziv hashchina. Enjoy the ziv hashchina, the rays of the shchina. That's the biggest hanor that the Rebbe Yishon could turn around and explain to you. You know what? It's not real to us. It's not real to us. But you know what the Rebbe Yishon says? The Tzelem Elokim. I created you with the Tzelem Elokim, with the form of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tzelem Elokim Boro Oisoi. It's like the rebellion. Why does it say twice in the Pasuk? The Tzelem Elokim in the form of God. And then it says, the Tzelem Elokim, the Tzelem Moi, Boro Oisoi. It says, rebellion, the Tzelem Elokim is the Bekoyach. That's what we have. That's the neshama that enjoys being dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam went ahead and created it, brought it down and put it into a goof. That's our fight. Our goof wants enjoyment because our koyach neshama. But it wants enjoyment that the goof wants, not what the neshama wants. In fact, the Mesilas Yesharim says, the first Mr. Shalom, probably most of you probably learnt it but didn't realize the Perek Aleph. Sha'adam le'nivra el lisanag al Hashem. A person's whole reason why he was created was to enjoy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'lehonas miziv shechina. Says Mr. Shalom, why? She'zehu ha'tainug amiti. This is the real true enjoyment. I mean, any other enjoyment is not really truthful. Because if you take a look in Olam Hazeh, every enjoyment that you have You've done it once, twice. You need something new. You have to be mechadash. You always have to come up with a new toy. We have to be holding by iPhone number 7, number 8, number 10. It's not good enough what we've got. We always have to move forward. Why? Because we never have enough satisfaction. I have one house, I need two. I have a million, I need two. You're never satisfied. I once went for a walk with a billionaire. So at the end of the walk, he says to me, it was Pesach. So he said to me, halavai, I could just have a cigarette with a Coke. It's worth a million. I said, you don't even know what a million is means to you. He said to me, why? I said, because when you made your first million, you didn't even have time to enjoy it because you were already thinking about, I need two. So you really didn't enjoy the first. Yes, Leimon writes him a sign. He said to me, you don't even understand how true what you're telling me. You don't even know that feeling of, you made a million, so be happy. No, 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 you can't. I need two. Tainuga amiti, the real enjoyment is Lisanei Garashem. Va'idana godl, and the biggest pleasure from all pleasures that a person can find is dafke with the Ribbono Shelayim. Where is this place? Mokim Ha'idun, where is this pleasure, this tremendous pleasure that we talk about? That's an Olam Haba. Says Rav Volpe, it says only where the Mokim Ha'idun, the place of real pleasure is an Olam Haba. What happened to Tainug? Say the Mefarshim, Tainug is in this world. Enjoyment is in this world. And the Ribbono Shelayim says, I'll give you a world that has enjoyment. But I'm going to give you something else that has more enjoyment. You might not believe me straight away. But the time of our meeting, the real emistical enjoyment, is to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, when you take a knife from a 5-year-old kid, and you want to take it away from him, and you don't want him to cry, what do you give him? You give him a candy. Because the candy is a bigger tainug, is a big enjoyment to him than a knife, we hope. Right? Ribbono Shel Olam says, I created you in a world full of pleasures. Don't think you're going to lose out, because I'm going to give you a way of having enjoyment that's way over any enjoyment that you could have. In this world, I'll give you the candy to take away the knife. The knife that's going to kill you. The knife that's going to confuse you. The button that you're going to press for instant gratification, says Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll give you something that will give you a lot more. It's called Torah. It's called Avodah. It's called Tefillah. And when I come along and I say, I'm not ready to give up the finer enjoyments of life, what am I saying? I'm saying an Apikoros. I'm saying I'm not willing to live with Kedoshim to you. I'm willing to say that I'm not, the Onech Hashem Elokecha only goes up to here. Enjoyment, I want Olam Hazeh. I'm ready to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to enjoy Him, to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam told us that I'll give you a candy worth a lot more than the knife that you're walking around with, that we don't believe. That is a mindset of Kedoshim to you. The Roiv HaMehuma, the confusion of what we have, that we go through when we're in Yeshiva Bacha, and we're sitting and learning, and we know it's the right thing to do, but we're not ready to go over the fence, because if I go over the fence, I'm not going to enjoy life. I promise you, Reb Chaim Kanievsky enjoys life a lot more than any of the biggest Gevurim around. He's more satisfied and content. Doesn't even know what the word of midlife crisis means. Midlife crisis doesn't belong to Talmidei Chachamim. Doesn't belong to people who enjoy life. Midlife crisis means I live with my Olam Hazeh Dikatayvus, and I hit 40 and I suddenly wake up that it's not exactly going the way I thought it would go, and suddenly I have this depression called midlife crisis. Somebody who's content and dovok with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that has the real enjoyment, doesn't go through these depressions. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll give you a present. I'll give you a candy. Because this world is to enjoy. Donshei Hashem lo yachzru kol toif. Those who seek the Ribbono shel Olam. The Donshei Hashem lo yachzru. We say in benching, will never be missing anything. When was the last time you saw a younger man that had money? Says rebellion, it says lo yachzru. They won't be missing. What's that they won't be missing? Either don't have money, they don't need it. I don't need all those Olam Hazadika thing. It doesn't talk to me. Because I have a candy that's worth much more and it gives me more contentment and I more enjoy it than any other enjoyment. And you guys are living in a world of dinyan. Take a look at the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The last one on this page.
Perhaps
some of you know this from a nigun. Shemayu b'nei Adam margishim, people would know, would be feel, the masikus, the sweetness, the areidus teva teira, the sweetness of teira, hayu mishtagim, they'd go mad. Umislatim, they'd be totally bedveikus. They wouldn't be machshiv a world full of silver and gold. It would mean nothing to them. Why? Because they believe and they feel. Torah includes all the pleasures of the world. That's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. If people would know, if they would feel the masikas, the sweetness of Torah, mislatim, they would be on fire. Soma lachon nafshi, my soul goes out and yearns for the Ribbono shel Olam. Because that's the natural instinct of a person. That's the Olam HaNeshamos. When I'm covered in a goof that's been blinded by the confusion of hate, so I want instant gratification. I'm not ready to give up the finer quality of life. If we only believed, Maimin, if we believed, Avas Olam Hazeh, Avas Olam Haba over Olam Haba. If we will change our mindset to Kadoshim Tiyu is across the whole spectrum. It's a hanhoga, it's the yardstick, it's the bris that tells you if you're an Eved Hashem or not. Who do you belong to? Dafka there, says Ribbono shel Olam. You're right, we live in a world where there's a fight. We might have ups and downs. But if we really want to win it, there's got to be a change of culture and mindset in our whole look at the mitzvah of Kadoshim Tiyu. It's not only that the Ribbono shel Olam, we look, a lot of us look at life that the Ribbono shel Olam put on us, this you're not allowed to do, that you're not allowed to do. Nobody wants to say it straight out the way it's being said. This I can't do, this I can't do. It's all about what not. Yet we don't even realize what matana the Ribbono shel Olam gave us. We are blinded. By our natural animalistic instincts that control even our neshama, and take the want that's in the neshama for the bigger candy to hold on to that knife. We want to be zeicha. I don't believe for 1 minute that if Eliyahu Novi stood in Har HaZeisim tonight, and there was a kol kaira. Now the 3 days Moshiach's coming, and we all start walking towards Yerushalayim. There's not one guy with an iPhone in his pocket who's going to make it. Because it's impossible. There's no way that if I'm connected to Tumah, there's no way if I'm watching those TV series, there's no way if I'm not watching, if I'm not careful the way I speak. I'm not even going into the Chet HaChomo. The Avada, Chazal tells us, the Zohar tells us, that the Me'ikuv of Mashiach is only for one reason. Because of this Aver of HaZohar. That's the Me'ikuv of Mashiach, and that's going to be the Nisoyin before Mashiach comes. And those who will hold on to that string strong enough, that even though there's a tsunami going through us, and it's so strong that it's pulling us, and it's pulling people who are 20 years married to a point of giving, throwing away everything. Because our mindset of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that we believe in Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, means that I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if the Ribbono Shel Olam says that the biggest enjoyment I can have, way over the instant gratifications, is an enjoyment of tefillah. Being dovuk lis'aneg al Hashem. Reb Chaim Voloshin talks about tefillah. He says you've got to get to a point that just from the pirush hamilas, from the words, you will come and be mis'aneg al Hashem. You'll enjoy being dovuk, talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That enjoyment is there. It's within us. We have to bring it out. If we change our mindset and we turn around, and I just want to read out with you one Orach Chaim HaKadosh to finish off. It's the long Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Don't worry, I won't go through the whole thing with you. But the Orach Chaim HaKadosh asks a Moedik Akasha. It's a bomb question, and it's kedai if you have a chavrusa to go through the whole Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh asks a bomb question. He says, I can take a mitzvah l'signif, and I can understand that across the spectrum of Klal Yisrael, from the biggest Amoros to the God Lador, we're all under the same mitzvah of l'signif. Don't steal. That I can understand. But to tell me v'leisesura achil levavchem, to tell me to be kadeshim to you, the guy who's seen everything, done everything, he's got everything on his hand, is in the same category as the God of Lador sitting in B'nai B'rak? We're all under the same category and the same mitzvah that he has, I have? It's not fair. I come from a different culture, I was brought up in a different house, I'm not one of these ghetto Jews, I was brought up in the big wide world, you've got to expect differently from me, God understands where I'm coming from. Baruch Chaim HaKadosh says it's a good question. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, I'll tell you what the answer is. Take a look. 5 lines from the bottom. 1, 2. The 6th line from the bottom. Ulatzad. Sheyoyme Odom. A person will say, Ki eimatze beruchoy. I can't control my want. The dovazeh in this thing. I'm addicted. Lochein hikdim Hashem betchilas devoroy. Therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam was makdim. He first said, when he started telling you to be kadoshim to you, he said, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, amat aleim, ani Hashem elekeichem. I am your God. Says, what does he mean, ani Hashem elekeichem? Ki hein emes. It's true. B'min anushi, in mankind, zulas Yisrael, except for Klal Yisrael, agoy, yeshne b'tayne zu, he has a good taina. He won't be able to control the force of the cheshuk, of the want for these averis. Once he tried it, and he's felt it, and he knows what it's all about, how are you going to control yourself? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is true. You won't be able to. Masha'enkin atem b'nei Yisrael, but you, Klal Yisrael, letzad ha'yoisi, Hashem Elokeichem, because I am your God. What does it mean, I am your God, v'hu hasogas elokus? That means we have an understanding of godliness that nobody else has. We have a neshama that the Ribbono Shel'olam put in us that connects us with the Ribbono Shel'olam. Nobody else has that. With this koyach eloki, with this godly power, yunutzach koyach hativi agashmi, we will be able to overcome our regular teva dika animalistic tivus. Why? Ki atzura, the neshama will tishlet, will control the choyma in the guf kishayaskin. And this is the big word. When he makes a decision, when a kishayaskim ish yisrael, when a yeshiva bocher, anybody decides lizdabek b'Hashem elekov, that he wants to have a kesher. He wants to have a connection, he wants to have dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once he makes that decision, he becomes a godly person and the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him godly powers. Yishloit b'tivoy. He will then be able to overcome his regular, normal instincts. Arachayim. You want to know how to make it? It depends on your decision. Kishayaskim ben Adam, when a person decides that he wants to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him godly powers above nature, that he'll be able to control his nature. What does it mean? You'll be maskim. You'll be maskim to take on what it means, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You'll be maskim to understand that Kadoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokecha. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani Hashem Elokecha, I am your God, I am your God, means Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Father and son is connected. You cannot see your father. You can be breakers with your father for 10 years, but you're still connected. You'll meet him after 10 years. You'll fall into each other's hands. Why? Because it's a natural instinct of a human being. Father and son are connected. We are connected naturally with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to know how to get those godly powers? One thing. Decision. When you decide that you understand, I might not feel it now, I might not understand it now, but I understand the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me a candy with more than all the knives that I own. And he says to me, it's much more enjoyable. Kishayaskim, and I believe in it, and I want it. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll give you siyata d'shmaya, I'll give you godly powers to overcome anything that naturally you have till now. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the schus to make the right decision. It's not only about fighting your Yetzirahara. It's about changing the mindset. It's about understanding that there's a bigger picture. There's mocha, there's tomorrow. There's an Olam Haba. There's a Tchis HaMeisim, there's a Moshiach. We're only here as visitors. We're going through, we're traveling through. Some of us travel first class because we're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we enjoy and we live every minute of the day. And some of us travel third class. We're half dead. We have no sipuk, we have no satisfaction in life. We were told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you are lemisa, because you don't live for the future. You can go through the world, carry on the train, but you're in third class. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the siyata d'shmaya and the seichel to Jews, bin chayim l'movis, bin toiv l'ra, that we should all be zeicha to v'sechazeno einenu v'shuvcha l'tzion b'racham.